brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. The text gives to us a problem. How do we deal with fellow Christians, fellow people who have sinned? Do we react to them by picking up a brick and beating them down? Or do we rather use that opportunity to use the stone or the brick to build on the foundation of Jesus Christ? In the text read from John, Jesus has a problem, or at least the scribes and Pharisees think they can make a problem for Jesus. There's been some talk about this Jesus, about the people that he's been hanging around with. The tax collectors, Zacchaeus, Matthew. And he's been going to all these big parties that people have. They're accusing him of overeating and of also being a drunkard. There's some talk that Jesus may be a little soft on sin. So they bring a woman to him. A woman caught in the very act of adultery. The law says what is to be done. So now they want to test Jesus to see what he is going to say. They bring her before him. And Jesus at first pretends that he's busy writing in the ground. And then he stands up and he says, "Who appointed you to be the judges in Israel?" You know, if you are a self-appointed judge, and here, take this stone, throw it at her, stone her. Before you take that stone, there's a qualification that you must have. To condemn, you yourselves must be without sin. And he bent down and wrote some more, and when he looked up again, only the woman was left. And he says, is there no one here to condemn you? He says, "No one, Lord." He says, "Well, then I don't condemn you either. Go." He says, "No more." You know, I think there are times when we find ourselves in the position of that woman. But then how do we deal with other people who sin before us? Are we like the Pharisees, or do we respond to them as Jesus responded? Many times we find ourselves like that woman, caught in the very act. You go to class, Dr. Solomon calls on you for your homework and you're not prepared. Or it's like me every year at income tax time. I fill out my income tax as faithfully and honestly as I think I can. And yet there's a paranoia within me that says that someday somebody's going to knock at the door and say they're from the Internal Revenue Service, and I'll throw up my hands and say I'm guilty. We find ourselves like the woman. But we also find ourselves like the scribes and the Pharisees. You know, I think one of the hardest things in dealing with the pardon for President Nixon was that we were all ready. You know, we all had our stones up. You know, we had him dead to rights. It was all on the tape. The trickery, the language that this man used, boy, we were ready to stone him. And all of a sudden, President Ford comes along and pardons him. Sort of took all our stones away. Didn't have any left to throw at anybody. Jesus says, "You know, how do we deal with one another?" To the charge that Jesus is soft on sin, I don't think so. You know, because when we sin, it angers him. And at the same time, it moves him to compassion. To reach out to us for the purpose that we might all be saved. And to come to the knowledge of the truth rather than to destroy us. In fact, it was Jesus' compassion that moved him to come to die for our sin. Because of our sin. And that's the way that he dealt with people that were around him. You know, Zacchaeus, he came and said, "Zacchaeus, I want to dine with you today." He didn't pretend to read the riot act to Zacchaeus, but because of the care that Jesus showed for him, Zacchaeus says, "You know, Lord, all those people that I have cheated, I'm going to pay them back four times." of the man on the cross. Jesus didn't say, well, you thief, you deserve to die. Rather, he said, today you will be with me in paradise. The way he deals with us is to pick up the stones and to use them to build up and to bind ourselves together in himself. He gives us the power and the strength to do it. Morning, he calls us to come to his table once again, receive his body and blood for strength. We're often tempted to pick up the stones and throw them. But Jesus says, be more willing to forgive. Be more willing to go the second mile, so that there may be truly peace on earth, and that the church may truly be built up and may truly be one in Jesus Christ. Amen.